I gotta be the one you feel, and I gotta be the one to fill your life with sunshine. I gotta be the one you know, 'cause I will always love you so. I gotta be the one you need. I'm just telling you that gotta be.
In the late 1990s, four boys who were Jagged Edge broke on into the music scene. With a lot of hits throughout the year, there would be some setbacks and tensions, but they would still stay stronger together. Today, I'm going to be discussing their history and where are they now today. And before we get there, we have to look back. Consisting of twins Brian and Brandon Casey, Kyle Norman, and Witcher Wingo, Jagged Edge began their mainstream recording career with the single The Way That You Talk. They followed this in 1997 with the album A Jagged Era, which won gold, featuring the singles I Gotta Be and The Way That You Talk. I Gotta Be, which was won by the twins, reached number 11 on the R&B charts and number 23 on the Hot 100. Following up on their debut album, Jagged Edge released J.E. Heartbreak in 2000. The album was the group's breakthrough album with several popular singles. The album went double platinum and had the hit single Let's Get Married, which topped the R&B charts and reached number 11 on the Hot 100. The second single, He Can't Love You, released on September 28th of 1999, had similar success, reaching number 3 on the R&B charts and number 15 on the Hot 100. It also featured the track Promise, which reached number 1 on the R&B charts and number 9 on the Hot 100. The group's third release, Jagged Little Thrill, was released in 2001 and went platinum. Its success was in large part due to the up-tempo Where the Party At, which reached number 1 on the R&B charts and number 3 on the Hot 100, which was the group's highest charting single. Jagged Edge's fourth album, Hard, was released in 2003 and went gold. The album's single, Walk Down Heaven, performed well on the charts, reaching number 6 on the Hot 100 and number 2 on the R&B charts. In 2006, they released their fifth album, Jagged Edge, by Columbia / Sony Music Urban, and went gold, featuring the Urban single Good Luck Charm, also released on November 21st, 2006, was the hits collection featuring the group's biggest hits plus a few album tracks. The album shared the single Stun Us, that's also on the Jagged Edge album as the bonus track. They parted ways with Columbia shortly after their release of their self-titled fifth album and signed back with Dupree. Dupree re-signed the group So Def, if y'all know, it's Jermaine Dupri, through Island Def Jam, which handles the distribution for So Def and where Dupri was president of the Urban Division. The group was also granted their own record label called 581 Music Group, which was credited on their album Baby Making Project. The only single Baby Making Project was Put a Little in It, featuring Ashanti, reaching number 49 on the Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs chart. The group records so much material for the project that they have served 8 tracks for another album, which a release date has not been announced. They signed to Slip and Slide Records in May 2009. The album titled The Remedy was released in 2011 on June 21st. The project had one collaboration with Rick Ross. The first warm-up single from The Remedy is Tip of My Tongue, featuring Slip and Slide Records label mate Trina and Gucci Mane. A second warm-up single, Lay You Down, was released before the official single titled Baby. On October 27, 2015, the group released their 8th studio album titled J.E. Heartbreak 2. On May 15th, they released their first single titled Hope, which was co-written by Brian and Brandon. In November 2016, they released a new greatest hits album featuring re-recorded versions of their biggest hit singles. In 2017, they were on the episode of TV One's Unsung series, which premiered on July 9th. They also announced the release of their ninth studio album, Layover, set for release on the same day. However, it was delayed and finally released a day later. In late 2018, they announced a new single called He A Beep featuring Ty Dolla Sign. In 2009, they released the single Closest Thing to Perfect and announced they are working on their 10th album. On June 12th, they announced to their official Instagram that their 10th studio album, A Jagged Love Story, will be releasing on July 15, 2019. The album A Jagged Love Story was released on July 30th, 2020. But even though they're still together, there was a lot of drama going on behind the scenes back in the early days. Success started going to their head. A tight-knit friendship began to be filled with fights and reckless behavior. Wingo was drinking five nights a week. The group rode joys at press conferences. There were fly cars, fly girls, and DUIs. They went into full rock star mode without the forgiveness rock stars received. The label enrolled the whole group in anger management, but on the last day they got into a fight. Despite their recklessness, they still managed to make music, and they did their way, fighting for their image and their sound. The group wrote every song on all their albums and did all the production. By the time the albums got to Dupree, Brandon says they were already finished. 6 months after the album was released, in October 2014, Kyle was arrested for a domestic violence dispute. The negative publicity caused the group to lose sponsorships and support from their fans. The album didn't chart either. Wow. So, it is true, success can go to people's heads, especially when you're not famous. In the early days, they may have a lot of success and popularity, but to this day, fans probably forgotten them. Despite all the messiness and drama they went through together, Jagged Edge never broke up or lost their commitment to their music. Okay, guys, that's it for me on this episode of Worthy Now. They lost a lot of sponsorships and support from their fans. So, do y'all still listen to Jagged Edge to this day? Or do y'all are still friends of them till this day? Please send me some voice messages. And also, you could send me suggestions. Like, if you have a suggestion, please send me voice messages, because there are some more groups/singers I want to do on this show. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Bye, guys.